This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In Washington, the U.S. Capitol Police Department says it made significant security upgrades, including increasing manpower, after getting intelligence about a possible plot by a militia group to breach the Capitol on Thursday. The threats prompted the U.S. House of Representatives to cancel its Thursday session. The Senate is scheduled to meet. The Capitol building has been protected with the help of National Guard troops and surrounded by an extended security perimeter with tall fencing since a January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump. The mob breached the building as members of Congress met to certify President Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Thursday's date is connected to a far-right conspiracy theory that Trump would return to power on March 4th. The date was Inauguration Day for U.S. presidents until it was moved to January 20th in 1933. Meantime, the top intelligence officials of the FBI and Department of Homeland Security said congressional testimony that neither agency had garnered intelligence, indicating that supporters of Trump would storm the U.S. Capitol on January 6th in an effort to overturn the November election results. The testimony comes amid a growing controversy over whether the FBI and other agencies missed warning signs in the lead up to the Capitol attack and then failed to adequately warn officials responsible for securing the government complex. And New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, said he would not resign in the wake of a series of sexual misconduct accusations leveled against him by young women, but offered a fresh apology and vowed to fully cooperate with a review by the state's attorney general.